From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington. High-level officials in Vienna hold Iran nuclear talks. A senior U.S. official says all parties at the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna plan to continue negotiating past the June 30th deadline. The official commented today as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held a series of talks with chief Iranian negotiators and some of the world powers involved in the talks in Vienna. Kerry earlier said Iran nuclear negotiators are hopeful they will be able to reach an agreement by the end of the month, but much work still needs to be done.
I think everybody would like to see an agreement, but we have to work through some difficult issues.
The Iranian foreign minister had this to say.
We will continue to insist on the fact that the other side needs to implement and abide by its commitment, particularly on the removal of sanctions. All of the sanctions, economic and financial sanctions, need to be removed immediately.
The deadline for a final deal with Iran is June 30th. The European Central Bank said today it is keeping its emergency credit lines open to Greek banks, even as Greek depositors are standing in long lines at automated teller machines to withdraw their savings. The decision keeps open a financial lifeline to Athens, but does not provide more money. The central bank said it could reconsider its funding, but there was no hint of a resolution in the standoff between Greece and its international creditors. Greece is balking at a new austerity demand. The leaders are seeking an exchange for release of an $8 billion segment of its long-running bailout that expires on Tuesday. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least two people died in overnight violence in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura. Witnesses reported today as tensions rise in the lead-up to contested elections. Voters in Burundi go to the polls Monday. VOA's William Eagle reports.
The legislative elections will take place despite efforts to delay them. The European Union, African Union, East African Community, and the United Nations Secretary General have asked that they be postponed until the opposition and the government can agree on how to ensure the elections will be transparent and inclusive. Over the past week, grenade attacks shook several towns, killing four and injuring dozens. One of the country's two vice presidents and two members of the Electoral Commission have fled. Observers say in this environment, the ruling CNDD, FDD, and allied smaller parties are guaranteed a substantial win. I'm William Eagle in Washington.
Pakistan's military says airstrikes have killed 23 militants in the country's northwestern tribal regions near the Afghan border. A military statement today said Pakistan's Air Force struck a huge ammunition dump in the strikes in Khyber and North Waziristan districts. It also said some foreigners were killed, but did not give their identity or disclose who they fought for. Khyber has long been known as a stronghold for militants belonging to the Pakistani Taliban and its Lashkar-e-Islami faction. Kuwait said today it has identified a Saudi citizen as the suicide bomber that attacked a crowded Shiite mosque, killing at least 26 people and wounding many others. The Interior Ministry said Fahd Suleiman Abdul Mohen Al-Aqba'a is responsible for Friday's assault on the mosque during the holy month of Ramadan. The incident in Kuwait was one of three terrorist attacks Friday on three continents. Tunisian Prime Minister Habib Issidi scrambled Saturday to boost security as thousands of foreign tourists fled the country following a terrorist attack on a seaside resort. At least 38 people were killed and dozens more wounded Friday when a young Tunisian militant disguised as a tourist opened fire on a private beach and other facilities of the five-star Imperial Marhaba Hotel. More than 500 people were injured in a fire at a water park late Saturday outside Taiwan's capital, Taipei. A statement from local health department officials says a total of 194 people are severely injured, but no deaths have been reported yet. It says most of the victims suffered severe burns or have inhaled large amounts of black carbon dust. The injured are being treated in 43 local hospitals. The Taiwanese president, who visited the injured today, said the government will do its best to help the victims. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.